Bob, can you give us an update on Fernando?
Fernando has some dots today. He's on his way to San Antonio. We'll take stock and see how he feels tomorrow, whether he plays tomorrow or the next day.
And any timetable on how many games he might need to rehab?
No, we're going to take that day to day. So, didn't have a spring, hasn't played in the field yet, so we'll monitor as we go along.
Will he be playing shortstop, center field, DH, all the above?
All the above, okay. Yep.
Was there a scan done as well?
Yeah, this is probably his last one now. They were all good before he went out and played. So had it read today and everything looks good.
Bob, obviously hitting is an individual concept, but when you're putting a lineup together and a lot of new pieces, when does the whole become greater than the sum of the parts? Does that happen instantly? Does it take time? How do you see that gelling?
Look, all these guys have played before, and I think just the fact that we have some new pieces here. They're excited about being here. We're excited about having them here. I think you go up there and take your at-bat individually, no matter where you are in the lineup. You know, a lot of these guys are comfortable hitting where they are right now. It didn't take too long the first game. The first inning, we scored some runs, so I think that probably helps as well. But I think that, you know, they're all pros, and they just want to help the team win.
Whenever you're playing a team that's at the top of your division, you use a matchup as a test to see where you stand. What do you expect now with the new changes that have been made to this roster?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, these guys have the best record in the National League, and, you know, there's only so many games left. So every series is going to be big, especially against, you know, a team like this. So it's, you know, a little different lineup for us that we're running out here. We'll see how we match up against their ace as well.
As an opposing manager, obviously, you're not in their shoes, but how much more difficult do you think it is for them to try to prepare for your ball club now with the different options that you have and the different matchups that you can put together?
Yeah, I would think, you know, it certainly gets more, a little bit more attention. I mean, if you're looking at different spots in the lineup, you know, we have a deeper lineup now. You know, have some different guys that they've seen before, so I don't think, you know, it's like we have some new guys that they're not sure, you know, what the strengths and weaknesses are. At this point in time of the season, you've seen everybody enough to kind of know what they have, and it's just about making adjustments and, you know, for our guys, getting good pitches to hit, try not to chase, and for them, trying to execute pitches. You know, they've done pretty well with that. They use their bullpen pretty extensively, had another arm today, so they try to match up as the game goes along, and they've been pretty good at it.
Anything unique about facing Gonsolin in terms of that pitch selection?
No, you know, it's just, we've seen him. We saw him good, really good here before the All-Star break. So, you know, one of the better pitches in the league, and, you know, similar to our approach when, you know, we face Scherzer over in New York, try to get to him early and or make him work, stay close to him. You know that runs are probably going to be at a premium with a guy like that, but you know, there's different ways to go about it.
Is there more buzz in your clubhouse before a series like this, or is it still too early in the season for that sort of thing?
Oh, it's later in the season now. I think the buzz began when they came to San Diego, and before our first game there was pretty dramatic as far as the fans go and the new guys in our lineup. So we're hoping that continues. But playing in a place like this, you know, it's going to be sold out. It's going to be a weekend here. It's a team with the best record in the National League. So I would say that there is going to be a buzz.
The pitching doesn't line up like you would maybe like in a postseason matchup. It is only August. What do you think
about August? We have to win games. So they're in a little different position than we are. So, you know, every game and every series is big to us. You know, as far as our rotation goes, you know, we feel good about all five guys, so it doesn't really matter where it ends up for this series. So, you know, it's just about trying to create some momentum here the last, 54 or 5 games of the season, and this would be a good place to do that.
You mentioned that it's a little different. That's been your term the last couple of days of the lineup. Might it be a little different for a little while now that you're...
I like this part. I like the lineup we have today. This was the lineup the first day. We do have some lefties coming, you know, Will will be in there tomorrow, and a little bit of difference to it, but I think probably the first 5 or 6 spots, I think we're starting to settle on.
Is with lefties coming up, is there a chance we see Will in center in the next couple days?
There's a chance, yeah.
What, I mean, he hasn't played a ton there, like what does he need to do there to kind of
catch the balls that hits to him? I mean, you know, he's look, he hadn't played first base in a while either. He looks like a natural over there, so Will's good about just tracking down a baseball and trying to secure it. And, he did a little bit in the rehab assignment, played some center field. He's going to take some fly balls out there today. I don't foresee that being a problem.
What do you make of all the options you have against left-handed pitching now, given what Drury can do against lefties and Bell's in there? Like, what is the totality of all that do for your decisions?
It makes it easier. So, look at the OPS that Drury has against lefties, and we can mix match a little bit with Will, and Will just coming back too, not giving him too much, maybe playing him a little bit more against lefties than righties. But it also gives us, a matchup or two off the bench during the course of the game, as you saw yesterday when Jake came and hit for Hassan. So, not only are we stronger in the lineup, more versatile, we have a little bit stronger matchups on the bench.
Is the Machado Soto 2-3, is that just based on the handedness of the starter, like who's where? Is that maybe going
not? I think I like Soto in the two hole. Okay. At this point. He gets on base quite a bit. Had a Manny, it worked pretty well the first night. They settle on that for a little while. We'll see what happens when Fernando comes back.
How much in the way of at-bats do you think Fernando needs?
I really don't know. I think we've been pretty consistent in saying we want to take it day to day. He's had three different opportunities to face live pitching, so that counts as well. But playing in games, your legs, playing a little short, playing a little center, DH, I know he's going to DH too. So I don't think we have a set amount of at-bats. And also, you'd like to get a guy back here when he's swinging the bat pretty well too. We are later in the season. This isn't going to be a three-week process to get him back here. So we'll just take it day to day and see where he is physically and how he's doing at the plate.
I'm sure you addressed this before, but I'm just wondering, just at this point, where do you see the center field component factoring in with
him? I think it takes a little off his plate as far as playing shortstop every day. And Hassan's been really good, too, at short. So, maybe some lefty matchups in center, some righty matchups in short. We'll see. Also some DH possibilities when he gets here too. This is one where he's been out long enough to where we really don't want to get ahead of ourselves and make sure we go about it in the right fashion to make sure he's healthy and make sure we're not giving him too much.
Looking good for Suarez tomorrow?
Good chance, yeah. He's here now. Today, tomorrow's the first day he's eligible to come off. I guess there's a pretty strong chance he will.
What's going on with Pomerantz?
Rehab starting today, okay. I believe, yeah.
So was it always going to be today?
Yeah.
Yep. First pitch.
What had he been doing this week? Just kind of getting ready for that?
Yeah. And, he threw to some hitters before, so today's the start of that process for him. Hopefully it's not too long a process. With the relievers, obviously a little bit less than it would be for a starter.
What about Pierce?
What's that? Pierce. Pierce, not quite there yet. Still doing bullpens. Certain days are a little sore than others. So we haven't really gotten to a place where we've mapped out a schedule for him yet.